Now, playing our part, BBC Northern Ireland's Christmas Appeal for 2014. We're working with a local charity, AJNI, to highlight the needs and experiences of older people. This is all about highlighting the important role older people play in society, encouraging us all to think about their needs. And as part of this, we're looking for your heroes from the older generation, people who have inspired you, somebody that's helped you, maybe set you on the right course in life. And it's your chance to say thank you to them. This is what Playing Your Part is all about. 08459 555 678 if you're picking up the phone this morning. The commentator Heidi McAlpin with us today. Who's helped or inspired you from that generation, Heidi?
Well, if anyone asked me to think about somebody of an older generation who's been there in my life and meant a lot to me, and it is a bit obvious, but it is my granny Gladys. And the thing about my granny is she's 93 now, and she was the quintessential loving granny all through my childhood and indeed into my adulthood. But it wasn't until my late teens that I learned that she was actually my step-granny. And what had happened was she married my grandfather and took on his four children, three of whom still lived in the house. The fourth, my mother was away, had just got married, when she was 49. And before this, she grew up in a farming family in Armagh, left that, moved to Belfast to become a successful and extremely independent career woman up at Stormont. And she told me later in her life that when she married, she had to learn how to run a family home, cook family meals, and she was just thrown into the mix with these four teenage and young adult children and my grandfather who had been widowed. So I absolutely take my hat off to that woman. And of course, the sad thing now is that she's in a care home. She has dementia, and when I do go and visit her, she smiles and she's doesn't really talk very much, but I think she's happy to see people when they're there, but she has no memory of them having been there. And I just see her seeing out her final days a different person than the strong, independent, funny, warm and caring woman I knew. And this is the big issue that for our generation, how it's going to happen as the population ages, and how we're going to deal with it.
And the little word, thanks, that means so much to the person receiving it, isn't it extraordinary? And I mean this, how so few of us do it.
I know, and we do take...
Just to turn round to someone... I'm not talking, you know, we would say thank you to someone in a shop who we didn't know, you know, a stranger that's serving us over a counter. We would probably say that more readily than to the people who we love and know and cherish. Because sometimes we take them for granted, or sometimes we presume that they know we're thankful, that we know we're grateful, rather than saying it out loud.
Society, we're not very in tune with our personal feelings, and we find it very uncomfortable to be honest about our feelings. I mean, I'm emotional now just thinking about her and talking about her. But I would give her a hug, and she's probably the only person in my life who I would feel comfortable giving a little kiss to and a hug, because we're very insular, aren't we, as a society? But you're right, we need to open up more and tell people what we really feel about them while they're here.
Yeah. My mum, for me, Heidi. You know, I am so, so grateful to my mother, to my father, for everything they've done for me. My mum's in her 70s now. My dad died a few years ago. But, you know, to think of what they have done over their lifetime for me, I'm profoundly grateful.
Well, at least you say that, and they know that. I mean, your mother knows that. And again, you know, I'm going to go and visit my granny today in the care home, and I admit it, I have not seen her in... every week I say, I must go and see my granny, I must go and see my granny. And what are we doing as a society? I mean, we put them in these care homes, and she actually lived in her own home that she married my grandfather and lived in from 1970, and it was adapted for her to stay in it, and she only moved into a care home earlier this year. So that's saying something. The woman was 93 years old and still living on her own and getting all the care in the community that was offered to her by the NHS, but now she's in a care home. And when you go in there to the care home, and I speak to a couple of the other older people who are there, but there's just something really sad about it, isn't there? I just don't know how our society is going to reconfigure to adapt to the older generation, because we as a society and we as a generation expect more of our lives, maybe. You know, we're not just prepared to go, oh, right, put me in a care home. I think we're going to demand more of the system and expect more of people to, you know, in our family to maybe care for us, or the community to care for us. Is that going to happen? I really hope it does. There needs to be a change in attitude.
Do you know what, in later life, not at the minute, because I'm really busy, but if someone was to ask me what scares me about getting old, one of the things that would scare me, I guess, when the busyness of you know, younger life disappears, would be loneliness. And it's just struck me as you and I are talking to each other and I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking about BBC Northern Ireland's Christmas Appeal. I'm thinking about playing our part. I'm thinking about the older generation. You know, this Christmas time, when quite a few of us are privileged to have family and friends and the busyness of presents and all of that around us, there will be older people whose loved ones have died, whose wife, husband, whatever have died. Their sons and daughters might be on another side of the world. My goodness, their sons and daughters might be in Northern Ireland and not come anywhere near them. And wouldn't it just be a lovely gesture from some of us, and I include myself in this, to go out to an older person at Christmas or to say hello or to pick up the phone? Wouldn't it just be a... Wouldn't that be playing our part?
You know, it gives as much to the person.
And I mean that. I really do mean that. And I'm actually challenging myself here to think, you know, in the busyness and the temptation to sit in the house with your loved ones, just to pick up the phone to someone who you know, but you're not, you know, you otherwise would not have phoned. Maybe this is the time of year to do it.
Well, that's what the Silver Line does as well, that Esther Ranson set up off the back of her success with Childline, and that's a way of connecting. But you're right. I mean, I know a lady, and you know, she might be listening now, so I'll not give away her age, but we went to Titanic Belfast recently, me and her, and we just walked around. She's an elderly lady, but my God, she is definitely a savvy and to-the-point woman. I think she's great. And the two of us walked around Titanic Belfast, and then we had our lunch there and everything. And what a feisty, funny woman she is, and I was happy to spend all day with her. So yeah, you get more, I think, out of spending time with somebody who's a generation above you than a generation below you. It just brings so much more richness to your life, and it's important to let them talk and to ask them questions about their life, because what they have lived through and what they experienced in the world is so different from what we're experiencing, and you're never going to have that again in society. So just absorb it all and pass it on to the next generation.
Listen, Heidi, thank you very much. Morning to you.